Today's show is about Impact Wrestling from last night, October 12th. So I hope you enjoy the show. If you like the show, please tell your friends, subscribe to iTunes, Spotify, Good Pods, and iHeart, Stitcher, Dessert. And if you like this episode, check out my other episodes. I have a whole bunch of episodes, past episodes that you might like. So check them out. Tell me what you think. Send me a voice message. I put the link in the description how you can send me a voice message. If you want your voice in my podcast, or if you want to promote about the show, or if you want to have a comment about my show, send me a voice message, and I will put it in the show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, this is about Impact Wrestling for October 12th, so I hope you enjoy. Bye. Today's episode is about Impact Wrestling from last night, October 13th. I thought the show opened up good. It opened up with a recap, then Moose talking to Scott D'Amore about what is about his upcoming Bound for Glory match with EC3. Moose now knows where to find EC3, to get his belt back. Finally, at the end of the show, we found out that Moose got his TNA heavyweight championship belt back. So what did you think about that? But Scott D'Amore also said to Moose in the beginning that he wasn't worried about Moose's problems because he has problems of his own. And he stated that later tonight he would hear from Rich Swann's doctor to see if he can compete against Eric Young at Bound for Glory for the Impact World Heavyweight Championship. So we got that looking forward to. And then we had a three-way tag team match with Havoc and Nevaeh versus Tessa Steelz and Kieran Hogan. Basically, and Taya Valkyrie and Rosemary. Basically, that match was good, hard hitting for the women, but I wouldn't expect anything else from the women. Impact's women division is always on point. I really like this Impact Wrestling's knockout division. And yeah, Rosemary picked up the win for her team. So Taya Valkyrie and Rosemary picked up the win. So I thought that was good. And then they had this Havoc and Nevaeh, and Rosemary and Tyre had a stare down in the ring. Nevaeh was trying to hold back Havoc from Rosemary for some reason. But we got more answered later that night because Rosemary teleported to talk to Havoc about helping her trying to resurrect James Father Mitchell. So Havoc had an idea. She said, if you beat me next week in the match, then I will help you. But if you don't beat me next week, then you need to leave me alone. Rosemary said, deal. And that was the end of that. Of course, they were promoting Bound for Glory. The matches with the six-person scramble at Bound for Glory with Jordan Grace, TGP, Trey Miguel, and Rohit Raju, and somebody else too. The Finesse, Crispy, Yep, there we go. So they were promoting that. So that was okay. And they were also promoting Kylie Rae and Purrazzo, match for the Impact Women's or Knockouts or title. They were also promoting what's coming on tonight. It turns out Kylie Rae is facing Kimberly and Kylie Rae. That match was wonderful. I thought that was good. Again, like I said about the previous Knockouts match, the Knockouts for Impact Wrestling are top notch, I think. Yeah, that was another good match. Kyrie Lay picked up the win, and then Prado tried to attack Kyrie Lay, but Kylie really got the upper hand. And then Prado scurried away. So the match at Bound for Glory should be interesting. And then of course we had Father Bond and tried to keep the money he stole from Hernandez last week hidden from all the Bravo's groomsmen party or whatever, and you had Alicia Edwards and Falaba and the Deaners and ja I forgot the weird guy with the suit that thinks he's in the 80s. I forgot his name. And of course you had Crazy Steve. Crazy Steve. And the guy with that thinks he's in the 80s. Keeps calling Crazy Steve a young boy, and he's not really young. And he's not really a boy. And so, oh, Johnny Swinger was in there. And so, Father Bye challenged Crazy Steve to a match because Crazy Steve tried to rat him out for stealing the money, and Father Bob was protecting the money, and he didn't want to tell Johnny Bravo that he had money for the bachelor or the wedding. And so Crazy Steve challenged, or Father Bob challenged Crazy Steve. So that was a fun match because Crazy Steve was just trying to get Father Bob to come up and show that he had the money. And towards the end of the match, Crazy Steve got Father Bob's shirt off and Father Bob was wearing the money around his neck on the chain. So Father Bob was running off because he didn't want to get found out from Hernandez, which Hernandez had a match later. Yeah, that happened. And we had a Collier Shot participants have a 6-man or however many men, and at least 2 women participated. Tommy Dreamer and Brian Myers were on one team, along with Tennille Dashwood and Cody Dino, I believe. And they were facing Heath Slater Rhino, and a big nasty Jake, Cousin Jake, and yeah. And Alicia Edwards, I thought that was a good match for what it was. Now, next week, Tommy Dreamer, Alicia Edwards, Cousin Jake, and Rhino are gonna face each other. Whoever wins gets the last spot in the gauntlet at Bound for Glory in the Collier Shot gauntlet. So that, I think that would be good, but I don't know. I hope he stayed against the contract, because as we saw tonight, Rhino put his contract up on the line to save and get Heath Slater a job. So if they both win, or one or the other win, Heath Slater gets the contract and Rhino keeps the job. But if neither of them win, they both lose the job, and Rhino loses the job to Edra. So that should be interesting. And of course, we had Moose and EC3, where Moose actually found where EC3 was. They had a brawl to end the show. I thought that was good. Very creative on Impact's part. But then again, Impact is always creative. So I have nothing bad to say about Impact. Impact is wonderful. Better than the other company nowadays, but I still watch the other company, so, and I still do shows, recaps about the other show, but Moose got his title back, basically, Moose, EC3 was trying to get Moose to have a backbone and wanting Moose to fight him. And towards the end, Moose just lost it and beat EC3 until he was bleeding. And then Moose walked off with the title, and that's how Impact ran off. But then, oh, one other thing. Good Brothers faced off against, actually, it was, Luke Gallows facing Madman Fulton. That one was a good match for two big men in Impact Wrestling. Basically, it started off as a regular match, but it turned out to be a no disqualification match because they didn't stop fighting. So they got counted out, and then they came back from commercial, and they said now it was a no DQ match. So basically, that match was turned into a hardcore match, but, and long story short, Big LG won, Luke Gallows won, and that was that. And I thought Impact for this week was a good show, interesting, only 10 days left until Bound for Glory. And I will try to do a recap of Bound for Glory. I don't know if I will get to the recap for Bound for Glory, but I will do my best. But I will also do a recap of next week's Impact Wrestling. So stay tuned for my next week's Impact review for Impact next Tuesday or Wednesday. And I will do a NXT review and AEW Dynamite review either tomorrow or tonight, probably tomorrow or Friday. So stay tuned for those, and thank you for subscribing and downloading. I've been working really hard on this. If you can, please subscribe and contribute and tell your friends and help me make this podcast grow. Like I said, the more viewers I get, the more this podcast grows. So anyone out there that likes wrestling or Impact or AEW or any kind of wrestling, if you want me to do a review, let me know. Send me a voice message and follow the show on Twitter at twitter.com/MarksPodcast and Facebook/MarksPodcast, Instagram, at Instagram.com/MarksAndWitcher, and that's how you can find us. Let me know what you guys thought of this episode. Thanks. Have a good day. get that show, don't forget to subscribe to Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher. I will put my links below. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Mark's Podcast, on Twitter. And as I shall, have a good night and talk to you soon. Bye.